Welcome to another session with the Market Dominance Guys, a program exploring all the high-stakes speed bumps and off-ramps of driving to the top of your market with our host, Chris Beal from Connect and Sell, and Corey Frank from Branch 49. Welcome back to the second part of our insightful conversation with Fred Mondragon of Rev, where the guys continue to explore the intricate world of sales intelligence. In the previous episode, 217, the guys discussed the significance of prioritizing fit over intent when targeting potential customers. However, the most successful sales strategies understand that fit and intent must work hand in hand to achieve outstanding prospecting results. Intent data has become an indispensable tool for sales teams seeking to identify and engage with prospects who are actively looking for solutions to their challenges. By analyzing online behavior, intent data offers invaluable insights into a prospect's readiness to buy. When combined with a deep understanding of customer fit, sales teams can unlock the potential of their prospecting efforts. In this episode, Fred will share with the guys his expertise on how to effectively integrate intent data with fit-based targeting to create a powerful, holistic approach to sales. They'll examine the best practices for leveraging intent signals alongside exographic data, ensuring that you're not only targeting prospects who are ready to buy, but also those who are the right fit for your solution. Join them as they dive into the fascinating interplay between intent and fit and discover how this synergy can help you achieve unparalleled success in your sales efforts. Join us for this episode, Navigating the SMB Landscape, Intent, Fit, and the Future of Sales Intelligence.
Yeah, there's four pieces you need to bring together, and then you got to add one more in order to make it all kind of come to life, right? So one is you got to know who you're going after, which is what Rev does. Another is you got to know who you can talk to where you're going after them. And that's where you could use something like Rightbound. You could combine that with our fast phone numbers so you know who answers the actual phone. If you're going to go to market fast, you got to go to market with people who answer now. That's not an intent thing, by the way. That's a fit thing. There are people who are different from other people with regard to their phone answering behavior. We happen to know a little bit about that. Then you've got to be able to actually talk to them, close the loop, and make the adjustments primarily to the message, because your offer is somehow got to slide into the mind of that person that you just ambushed. And then you have to follow up over time. So you need a follow-up system, which is, you know, something we're familiar with. Then you got to know what the impact is. When you talk to them and you send them a follow-up email, do they actually open it? So you need one of them. Do they go to your website? You need one of them, right? And ultimately, you need a way of knowing objectively whether your people have the skills to pull this off in the first place. So you probably need AI for that. When I look at the current top of funnel stack, it's almost exactly the opposite of that. It's like you make some sort of a trap in a website, and you hope to trap people that are coming in and then get back to them in some way. And then your outbound campaigns are these drip campaigns that I don't know what they're supposed to do, but they consist of sending emails to people who don't answer emails. So it's a very different idea. I don't like that stack thing anyway. I'm an old developer. A stack is a real thing. Those things aren't real things, but anyway, that's kind of what it's like. By the way, Fred, we didn't talk about this, but we talked about something that is relevant. I don't know whether this is going to resonate with our audience, but Fred used to be at Sun Microsystems. I was at Sun Microsystems before him, and Helen was there after him. Almost exactly as though each one of us was replaced with a reincarnation of ourselves as the previous one went off to do something else. And Fred, remember back in the day with Oracle and Sun, there was a moment when Sun came up with this thing called the Sun Database Accelerator, the DBE. And that product actually allowed Sun to evaluate precisely, because it was such a big vector. Are you hiring people? And in the Silicon Valley, you knew what everybody was doing. Are you hiring people who are relational database performance experts? Mm. If you are, Sun Microsystem would call on you and say, well, the cheat code here is buy our boxes. They come with a special trick inside of them, which is software that works like hardware, and it makes your Oracle system 10 times faster. It was actually one of the very few 10Xs in the world. And it was a perfect example of using fit rather than intent, because there was no intent to buy Sun hardware to run Oracle on. But when you showed up with Sun hardware that ran Oracle 10 times faster and the benchmark showed it, then that was a slam dunk win for Sun. And I remember those days because very, very old. And I was also there that weekend when Vlada Matina came up with that crazy thing. It was a little technical and involved these things called translation look-aside buffers, for those of you who like how computer chips work.
Those were fun days at Sun. And I also worked for Oracle for a while. In fact, Oracle then, of course, bought Sun after I worked there. And then pretty much every other company I ever worked for, almost, Oracle bought. But those were good days. But it is a very good example of fit, right? Who are you going to go sell this accelerator to? Well, the companies that are using Oracle, right? So it's a really good. And then you touched on something else that's super important, Corey, talking about the potential match between Connect and Sell and Rev. I think it's a very good match because now we get into what are the benefits of fit, right? Why would you want to go after the companies that fit best? It probably seems obvious, but A, they close quicker, right? They're faster to close. They spend more, right? Because it's good fit. They're going to stay longer. There's less churn if it's a really good fit, right? Because they're not going to get down the road 11 months and right before renewal, they're going to say, yeah, I don't really need this. No, a high fit account looks just like your favorite customers, the ones you want more of, their best customers. That's the way the system works. It goes, finds more of those companies that are going to be your best reference clients.
We'll be back in a moment after a quick break. Selling a big idea to a skeptical customer, investor, or partner is one of the hardest jobs in business. So when it's time to really go big, you need to use an uncommon methodology to gain attention, frame your thoughts, and employ a successful sequencing that is fresh enough to convince others that your ideas will truly change their world. From crafting just the right cold call screenplays to curating and mapping the ideal call list for your entire TAM, Branch 49's modern and innovative sales toolbox offers a guiding hand to ambitious organizations in their quest to reach market dominance. Learn more at branch49.com. And we're back with Corey, Chris, and Fred.
Right, and it does it with automated matching as well as custom lenses, we call them, custom exographics. Puts them together and says, this formula is going to create the best potential fit and then score them. And yeah, as you're dialing, as you're doing connect and sell, you're going to get a higher conversion rate, right? With companies that are a naturally good fit, because we're finding all the things that are going to trigger them to say, yeah, that product that you're trying to sell me, I have the need for that, right? There's an inherent need because that's specifically what we're looking for. We're not looking for a size of company, just a size or an industry, right? We're saying, do they have all the elements that say, yeah, that's a fit? And it's a complex fit. It's a rich fit.
Well, and that Corey, I have said something on this podcast before. So I remember saying it to you, and then we came up with it. Companies are different from each other in more ways than people are different from each other. Because 100%. Companies are not constrained by biology. They're not constrained by billions of years of evolution. You can make a company that does any kind of crazy thing you want in any dimension, whether it's one you've thought of or one that you haven't thought of. So an example would be some companies have, just by their background, they have all male sales teams. That's kind of a characteristic of that company. Some products might sell better to companies that have all male sales teams. Nobody would ever figure out how to target such companies. But if you look at all the people who work there,
We can do it.
Rev can do that one. I realize it would be better to sell to companies that had all female sales teams because they would have better sellers. But if they have all male sales teams, they need more help. So you can go help them out, right?
Well, and you're making a super important point, which is that, again, if you use firmographics, size and industry, what do you get? You get a lot of what we call firmographic twins, right? So an example is you look at John Deere and Cat. They're exactly the same number of employees. They are both in the same industry, industrial equipment manufacturing, right? But if you look at them from an exographic perspective, one of the exographics is, are they B2B or B2C? Now, if you go into other firmographic providers, they don't even have that information. Rev does, because we look deeper. And so, for instance, John Deere sells a lot of B2C. They sell a lot of those riding lawnmowers and stuff. They have a lot of B2C. Cat has almost no B2C, unless you count the hats they sell, right? They sell a lot of cool hats. But anyway, so exographics are important. They're important attributes that make a big difference if you sell a B2C, something that's meant for a company that sells B2C, right? So anyway, you point out an important difference between firmographics and exographics, which is that companies are very different underneath the covers.
Very, very different. There's another thing so we're talking big companies, right? Talking Cat, talking John Deere, by the way, two of my favorite customers ever. It's just night and day, night and day. Even though the towns that they're in are somewhat similar, everything about them is different. The way they buy is different. The way they think about the world, their design cycles are different. Everything about them is different, right? So those big companies, though, they're chunky, right? So you could imagine, somebody could do something to figure out what's interesting about them. What's interesting about many of the companies we work with is they are big-ish, but they sell to SMBs. And no one has cracked the problem of segmentation in the SMB world in a meaningful way. The SMBs in America are real companies that are really different from each other in ways that really count, as much as Cat and John Deere are different from each other. But you want to see something that's hidden under the firmographics. I mean, this is deep in layers of firmographic mud. There's not a lot of information about $10 million, $20 million a year companies. There's just not.
It's a really good point. And if you have a sales team that's going after a lot of SMB clients, how many SMB companies are out there? Millions, right? And so each rep could have a territory with 100,000 accounts, right? And so which one should they go after first? That's a tough challenge because there could be a lot that are really low fit. Actually, there's probably 70% of them are low fit. Actually, when we do analysis of our clients' own target account list, we find that only 20% on average of their target account list actually have attributes that they care about that are in their own.
Really?
Yes. They're really way off, right? So what we do is we help find net new that are ideal fits, combine those with the ones on their target list that were good fits. We allow them to analyze all that with the AI. Then they end up with a great list of high, high fit targets. And SMB is one of the biggest challenges because there's so many of them. You literally can't do research, manual research on all those. You need the aid of computers. That's what computers are here for, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's to read everything that you don't want to read and do your ChatGPT thing, which is to solve these complex problems so that our brains get to do fun things like playing golf or whatever we like to do, right? Then use the computers to do the heavy lifting for all that. Mm-hmm. That's what they're for, right? So we're just putting them to work the way they should.
Connect and Sell, welcome to the end of dialing as you know it. Give your fingers a rest with Connect and Sell's patented technology. You'll load your best sales folks up with 8 to 10 times more live qualified conversations every day. And when we say qualified, we're talking about really qualified, like knowing how many tears they shed while watching the end of Toy Story, kind of qualified. Learn more at connectandsell.com. Never miss an episode. Go to any of your favorite podcast venues and search for Market Dominance Guys, or go to marketdominanceguys.com and subscribe.